everybody. Welcome to MaroonCast. I am Hector Al, along with Ben Wetzel.
Hey.
We are professional designers with over 20 years of experience, and we aim to help you with your creative endeavors.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guess where we're recording from?
I don't know. I'm lost. Where are we?
Well, first of all, we'd like to apologize that we haven't recorded a whole lot of episodes in the last couple of months. We've been very busy, to be completely honest. Our busiest time of the year is between November and January because that is CES season, Consumer Electronics Show. So we have a lot of clients who are showing a lot of projects around that time. So we're really busy. Now CES is over.
And it didn't stop.
It stopped a little bit.
For like a day.
Right. But we're not traveling for a little bit. Not until next week, rather.
Yeah.
So we would just like to apologize. We do try to do this as often as we can. Although, unfortunately, adult stuff. I mean, whoa. I feel like I entered a special part of that conversation where I shouldn't have. Adult conversations. I should say that we are trying to be responsible adults and doing our normal day-to-day business.
Need to make money to eat food.
Exactly, man. So CES is over. We have a few projects going on, but we carved out some time to do some new recordings. And we are, like I said, at a new recording studio. It's pretty fancy. It is soundproof. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's way cool.
Yeah. We are in North Hollywood, recording in North Hollywood. We have what we're going to talk about today is we're going to be talking about a couple things. We have an announcement to make regarding New York. And after that, we are going to be answering a question posed to us by one Miss Vivian Tran, asking us if you can become a professional designer without having to go to design school, if you could not afford design school or you don't have time to go to design school. We'll answer that question in just a little bit. But first, what are we doing in April, Ben?
Oh, man, we got another car show coming up. Going to New York this time.
That's right. So we are going to the New York International Auto Show in 2020. That is between the dates of April 11th through April 19th. So it's a really, really big show. I think this is Ben's first time at that show, although he's been doing the Orange County Auto Show with me along with the LA Auto Show. So should be really fun. It's not as large as the LA Auto Show, but the volume of people, it might be a little larger. There's just a lot of really passionate people who go there, who just love cars in general. So it's really fun.
Yeah. All the pictures I've seen make it look like it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of people.
Right. It's at the Jarvis Center in New York, and that's pretty accessible through any mode of transportation. So if you are in New York or going to be in New York, do visit our booth. We don't have our booth numbers yet. Or actually, yes, we do, Ben. Yeah. 4007, I believe, is our booth number.
That is actually it. Yeah. 4007.
But do people really look at booth numbers? It's not a thing. If we say 4007, nobody's going to care.
Nope. It doesn't mean anything. It's just like the fourth floor or whatever.
Right. And so that's the thing. We are actually on the very top floor of the Jarvis Center, right above the food court. That's where a lot of the accessories and things like that are sold. So we're going to have our artwork up there, our design and some of our products that we've created up there for you guys. We are partnered with one of my buddies. He does Pro Car Sketch. His name is Rodrigo Camus. And he and I are in separate booths this year. I've got my booth further down into the atrium, and Rodrigo has his normal booth just out front. So we're both going to be partnering up. So do come by and say hi to us and check out our new stuff. We've got some new stuff there. All right. So that's it for the announcement. We're going to keep talking about that because as April draws near, we're going to be talking about the new stuff that we've got and some of our planning, putting together the show and our experiences during the show. So hope to see you when we put that up. So we have a listener. Her name is Vivian, and she posed a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And it's actually a question that I think a lot of people have thought about, including myself, but it didn't occur to me that, yes, not everybody might have the means to go to design school. That might be because geographically it's difficult for you to get to. That could be because of finances. That could be because you've got a full-time job, you've got children, but you still love design. So her question, if I can remember it, essentially it was asking, can you become a professional designer without having to go to design school?
Sure. That's a tough question to, well, it's a big question, but I mean, I think for me, the answer is yes, but there's a lot of fundamental knowledge that you would still have to get from somewhere. You know what I mean? I mean, it's sort of, it's like a lot of things in design. There's a lot of rules that you need to learn, and then you can learn to break them.
Right.
But you would have to know them first before you can move forward. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. The short answer to the question is yes.
Right.
Vivian asked me through DMing me on my Instagram, my handle being at I am Hector Real. That is I, the letter A, the letter M, Hector Real on my Instagram. And I essentially tell people, if you've got a question and it's short, just DM me and I'll try to answer it as best as I can. If it requires a long answer, which this one did, I will address it on the podcast. So first, thank you, Vivian, for the question, because it's a really, really good question. Now, the short answer to that question is yes, you can absolutely become a professional designer if you didn't go to design school, although there are a few more steps you'll have to take.
Yeah. And there will be some areas where it is more difficult for you, especially if you're trying to shoot for like a very well-known design studio.
Right.
A lot of those people, they want, you know, it's sort of like how Harvard and Yale work for, you know, like business or lawyers.
Right.
You know, if you have the paperwork that proves that you went to this prestigious place, it's going to help you. Well, most of the time it's going to help you.
Yeah.
But it's not an end all be all. You can still rock it.
The way that I would go about doing things, and I've done this, you know, my particular areas of expertise is automotive design, but over the years, I've taught myself other types of design, which has helped me become professional and other aspects of design, like graphics and fashion and packaging and things of that nature, even manufacturing and engineering. So most recently, it's electrical engineering, although I'm not an electrical engineer, but I know enough to be able to speak to an electrical engineer knowledgeably.
Sure.
So there's a lot of aspects of that. But in order to become a professional designer, at least the fastest way possible is to, number one, figure out, the biggest thing is the visual stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a long time to learn how to draw, but if you don't know how to draw well, or you could obviously always practice on your drawing. Always practice on your drawing, because drawing is the communication of an idea visually to someone else.
Yeah.
While a lot of people who go to design school have to go through many semesters of just straight up drawing. But if you don't have that kind of time, always practice drawing, always have a sketchbook on you. If you have a 9-to-5 job, sketch during your lunch, sketch after work, when and wherever you can. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
The second thing that's going to be difficult, which they need in a professional quality, is my suggestion is to learn a 3D program.
Oh, yes.
That you could learn off of YouTube. Now, the industry standard for product design is SolidWorks. If you could learn SolidWorks, you'll be golden, because knowing 3D will propel you, because there's a lot of people who, a lot of companies who need 3D designers and 3D modelers.
Yes.
So that's the easiest way to get the visuals.
SolidWorks for products, and then I believe Alias for car?
Autodesk Alias for automotive stuff.
Yeah.
Although it's much more difficult to get Autodesk Alias, because that's not readily available. That's an industry only program.
Yeah, it's really expensive too.
Yeah. So, you can get it in a student version. You can always email them, and it's worked a few times, is that, you know, you email a representative at Autodesk and say, look, I'm a student, or I'm an aspiring student. I can't afford to pay for school at the moment. Will you help me out? And a lot of time they'll give you a student version of it. Even SolidWorks.
Yeah.
You may not be able to use all the tools, but you'll be able to use enough of it to learn. The other thing that we use, especially in our office, is Autodesk also, but it's Autodesk Fusion.
Yes.
Do you remember how much that costs?
I believe you can download it and use the basic features for free, right, or there's like a 30-day trial. And then I think it's like, I don't really remember. It's a subscription. So you pay like $200 a year or something
that? Yeah, so it's much more affordable. $200 a year is not a lot of money because it's professional grade.
Yeah.
You know, we use it for our projects. You know, we even use Fusion 360 to develop the front end of a truck.
Yeah, we did use Fusion to make a car.
Wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't the greatest thing.
But it worked.
Yeah, it got
and,
done.
And we got a lot of media attention for it.
Yeah.
And it was really successful at the auto shows. If I had my choice, I would have loved to do it in Alias. But, you know, we only have one copy of Alias, and that's my copy. And the rest of the team has Fusion 360.
Yeah. I guess I would say if you can't get a, if for whatever reason, if your notes to customer service or any of these other ways of trying to get into a CAD program don't work, the other option is I would at least download Blender. Because Blender is free. It is a polygon-based modeling software, so it isn't like CAD. You're not going to create 3D shapes out of line work. Mm. You're going to create 3D shapes out of geometry. However, STLs, which is something you can export out of, is what the 3D printing industry uses. And since we now pretty much use 3D printing to get prototypes done, it would still help you. Also, if you're trying to design for video games in any way or animation, they only use polygons. They rarely ever use CAD.
Right.
So that's a good way to go too.
So pulling back a little bit from this conversation, you know, it's really great if you know all that stuff. But honestly, if you know absolutely nothing, if you're just absolute beginner, you know absolutely nothing about 3D modeling, SketchUp is free.
SketchUp is free too.
And what that does is that it's a Google program. It's free and you could download it. And a lot of people use it. A lot of architects, students use it.
Yes. Architecture especially.
Yeah. And so it's a viable program, but it's simple enough to... The most difficult part about 3D is learning how to visualize building something in 3D.
Yeah.
That's really where the frustration comes from.
Because absolutely.
We draw in 2D. But building it 3D is a whole mental switch. So
You have to change the way you're thinking a little bit.
In design school, that's called waiting for things to click.
Mm.
Once you learn how to visualize things in 3D in your head and then build it in 3D, not in 2D. 2D is like, I'm going to draw a straight line and I'm going to draw another straight line and then two more straight lines and that's a box. That's not how 3D works. 3D works in surfaces. So once you learn how to mentally switch, then you'll start to just ramp up your 3D knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So SketchUp is a good one for that.
And while you were mentioning SketchUp, you reminded me, you were talking about drawing again. And I'd actually like to go back to your first step, which is drawing and sketching all the time. Obviously sketching whatever comes to your mind is a great exercise, but since you're not going to school, it would be advantageous for yourself to make a micro curriculum or set little goals for yourself while you're doing those sketches. Because if you're just sort of sketching whatever you want, obviously that's going to help you.
Right.
But if you put some structure into what you were doing, like, I'm going to get really good at drawing packages this month. Or let's say you really want to do electrical, like you want to work for Apple or Samsung or something. Right. You're going to focus on making really nice looking cell phones this month. Something like that.
I would say this, and that's a really, really good point, Ben. And I'm glad you went back to that, because here's my challenge to you. If you're a listener and you want to become a designer, and Vivian, this would work for you as well, is you take the easiest way. I strongly suggest you take the Apple charging block, only because it's really simple. And really clean and relatively easy to draw. I take the Apple charging block, the USB charging block, and I would draw that on 2D with the understanding that after you draw it in 2D, you're going to then build it in 3D and all through SketchUp.
Oh, nice.
Right? So yeah. I think that will help you. And then little things that are simple like that, then you would go find another product. Maybe then you'll do an iPhone version of it or maybe just something else you have around the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, a meme in the modeling world is a teapot in 3ds Max way back in the day, like 2009. When I was learning geometric programs, it was always funny because, you know, you can always start with a plane or a triangle or a sphere or a cube to start your base mesh and then you build up from there. But one of the legacy options was always a teapot. And apparently it's this joke that goes back to like me being in like high school or middle school and Max first coming out and like the teapot was just this thing.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, but heck man, if you could sketch a teapot and then model it, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. And in its very essence, that's what product design is.
Yeah.
Obviously it's much more complicated than that, but just to get started, drawing something in 2D, being happy with that drawing and then flipping into 3D, that's basically what we all do. And then you just do that a bunch of times, get good at it, get faster at it. And then you can start implementing design ideas. So to get started, kind of going back, draw something simple, put into 3D. Now, obviously, that's very, very basic, but it's a good foundation. And then
absolutely.
You can go into YouTube. There's a lot of guys out in YouTube out there. And when we post this up, hopefully we'll find some links who teach design, design knowledge, design formulas, and what makes something a truly good design solution. And now I say it like that because it's not just design.
Yeah.
Design is best when it solves a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to call it is actually a design solution. So as you're becoming a better designer, it's not just to make something look good. Obviously, that's the fun part of designing, but
Right. Really,
you create a solution, a design solution to a problem. Not only does that problem, not only is that problem solved, it also looks good doing it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what makes it a good design. And we can go into kind of like elegance and materials and all that stuff, but as a beginning designer, work on that first. And if you do this enough times and you get good at it, it becomes really, really fun. And you're just doing it for fun. And usually when you have fun at it, you progress really fast and people notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a little side note, here's what I used to do and what actually helped me out a lot is that I used to sketch a coffee shop. I still do. I like sketching a coffee shop. It's probably because that's where I started. And people would notice my designs and they'll ask about it, they'll comment about it. And sometimes, more often than I can remember, somebody will plop down a business card and say, hey, we need a designer. We're not sure if you could do something like this. Would you, if you're interested, give us a call. Or I've got this project. If you're interested, give us a call. I like your work. So it's not that you're always out looking for a job. You're just sketching at the coffee shop, but you're just sketching it in front of everybody and people are going to notice.
Yeah, good point. Absolutely.
So that's always a good start. And that usually leads to freelance work. And then, you know, you get better at that. And after freelance work, you get more freelance work, more than you can handle. And sometimes you get freelance work from companies and eventually they'll hire you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So the short answer, I'm sorry, not short answer. That's a very long answer. And it also didn't answer everything.
No.
But it's a good start. To basically say, yes, you can become a professional designer even if you don't go to design school, but you have to practice a lot. Because if you're in design school, that's all you do. You practice 4 years of school.
Yeah. And then to sort of back yourself up with the actual practice, for the academic part, there's a lot of, like you mentioned already, YouTube. And then if you have, you know, if you don't have, you have some money, but you don't have going to college money, there are so many online sites now like Teachable,
right.
Udemy, and all these other places. And they have they have some really decent teachers on there
yeah.
that like have, they've had or are in the job that you want. And they're going to give you, you know, based on whichever course you buy or whichever thing you watch on YouTube, usually it's labeled and it's easy. And that's the way you can get some of your academic stuff done
yeah.
as well. I mean,
and that's a really good segue. And I'm going to go ahead and plug kind of our future project here. And what that is that I used to be a chair of the design department at a college a long time ago where I had a bunch of design instructors under me. I developed curriculum and I really, really liked it. And there's a whole story for that that we can talk about in another podcast episode. But essentially, I found out that I really like teaching.
Sure.
And so this podcast project is part of that, which will then hopefully mature into having an online course that where we'll put together some courses of how to do a particular part of design, how to start a business. Basically what we talk about on this podcast, but much more, I want to say regimented might be the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
structured.
A lot more structure.
Right.
This is kind of just like fun conversation yeah. with good tips.
Right. And so we want to do that. And we're always going to do, I should say this. We're going to do that. We haven't done it yet, but that's kind of our goal this year is to set up some sort of a design course, not just for design, but also for entrepreneurship and everything else that we talk about here. But the other part of that project is speaking engagements, essentially doing this, right now I'm speaking to Ben, but hopefully having a room full of people who want to essentially learn how to start a business, learn about design and whatever else knowledge that I've learned in the last 20 years. And I'll do a speaking engagement. So I say that to say this, the speaking engagement and even the online courses, Ben and I are both designers. We've been at this a long time. We understand that we don't want finances to stop you from doing what you want to do. And that's because a lot of people have opened doors for me and a lot of people have given me free stuff to help me out. And so I kind of want to do the same thing. So Ben and I talked about this for a little bit, is that maybe for these courses and for these speaking engagements, if you're a student and just bring your student ID and just give us your story. Like, look, I can't afford this because we'll hold a handful of seats for free every time we speak. And just give them out to people who, you know, if you were having a hard time in life and you can't afford to go into the speaking engagement, just let us know and we'll open up some seats for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I've always felt strongly about that because like I said, a lot of people have opened doors for me. There is one story when I was at PCC and in a previous podcast episode, I told people to go to PCC to build up the portfolio before I got to Art Center. And there was a guy there. He was my classmate, and he was a really good product designer. And he had a bunch of Copic markers.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't afford Copic markers.
They're
expensive. I can only afford Prisma markers, which was like half the price, and those were still plenty expensive. I think there was like $280 each.
Those are not cheap. Yeah.
Anyway, we went through these. We went through the classes, and towards the end of the class, we had become pretty good friends. We would go to lunch all the time and we would talk shit all the time. And we would critique each other's work. And then he came to me and he said, "Hey, I don't think I'm going to go to Art Center." I was shocked because he didn't tell me. But he'd been in this design class with me building our portfolio. He was like, "I just wanted to finish this class. Something happened. I don't recall what happened in his life, but something happened to where he's just going to go to regular college and not Art Center." But he knew that I was still going to go to Art Center. And he gave me his set of markers. And that's what I mean. That dude helped me out. And there were Copics. I mean, there were fucking, somebody might as well have just given me like a car.
Right.
You know what I mean? So guys like that is the reason why I want to do stuff like this to where, look, if you've got a student ID, you're a student, you know, just let us know. We'll try to help you out. We'll open up some free seats if we can.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, I mean, you know, that's a pretty good episode for today. I think that we've covered some things. Hopefully, Vivian, that we answered your question. If you have any more questions, feel free to bring the question towards us via my Instagram. I am Hector Real. That's I, the letter A, the letter M, Hector Real. Like I said, if I can answer it in a few sentences over DM, I will. Otherwise, I will address it on the podcast. So this is me. I am Hector Real, and that is Ben Wetzel.
Hey.
And we are signing off. See you in the next episode.
Goodbye.